All right. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome again to another presentation of the online Cold Fusion Meetup. I'm Charlie Earhart, and I'll be your host for the next 30 to 40 minutes. And today, we continue our series of CF United Conference preview sessions with Aouz Demarkipa, who's going to present about a 20 to 30 minute preview of his day-long class, Multilingual Cold Fusion Applications Theory and Practice. So this is actually a re-recording, a re-presentation of the same talk he did last week. Those who were there or have listened to the recording know that we had some real audio problems with his mic. So he's got a much better mic. We've already tested it. Sounds great. And we're trying it again. And this will be recorded just like the last one. So before I turn the podium over to Aouz, I want to take a couple minutes and introduce the meetup and tell you about the conference also. So the online Cold Fusion meetup is basically an online Cold Fusion user group that meets with people from all around the world and speakers of all sorts and types. We have these current CF United previews going on over the past few weeks and the next couple weeks, but we also have longer talks that are more traditional user group talks that happen on various evenings. And Ray Camden and I stepped up to revive the meetup earlier this year, and this is about the eighth one we've done. I'll be hosting them, as I have for the first several months, and then Ray's due to take over the hosting duties, but you know, he's a very busy man, so we'll see if he ends up doing that. You can learn more about the online Cold Fusion meetup at this URL, and if you join there, you'll receive email notices of upcoming meetings. You'll be able to share feedback on meetings. There's a mailing list and message board and calendars and all kinds of stuff. So again, we'll start having regular meetings after the CF United conference. We'll have more regular meetings either in the evening or the morning to serve different audiences around the world. And I mentioned that we do record the meetings. Yep, all the meetings are recorded. And we don't know the URL of the meeting until the meeting's done, so I can't tell you what it will be. But at the top of the message board on the meetup site, and you can read the message board even if you're not a member, at the top of the message board, there is a pinned discussion where I'll always now have the URLs for the meetings. And this little tiny URL that I've put together will also take you there. So take note of that, and you can always find what the recordings are. I'll also point out that these recordings, like any recordings of any user group meeting or any Cold Fusion topic, are available and can be added to a repository that I created called UGTV. So it's at my website, careheart.org/UGTV, and anybody can post recordings there, and anybody can look at the recordings there, and it's now over 80 presenters and over 120-some topics. It's really grown to be a great resource, so please do check that out if you are in a position where you want to learn more about things and don't have user group near you or find that they're not covering topics you want to cover. There are over 100 topics there. And I'll also point out that as that site's showing, my domain name is careheart.org. And I just want to clarify whenever I can that I'm an independent consultant now, don't work for anybody and don't represent any particular cause. I am a CF guy, just like the rest of you guys, and love to share resources regarding Cold Fusion and related technologies. Now about the conference, again, the conference is CF United. It's coming up at the end of this month. It's touted as the premier Cold Fusion conference, and the website is cfunited.com. It's organized by Michael Smith and his company, TerraTech. They've been doing it now for 9 years. This is the ninth year. And so it's in now in its current incarnation. It's 4 days long. There's birds of a feather sessions. There's over 60 sessions and 40 speakers. And there are these day-long classes. So what Aouz is going to preview is one of the day-long classes. He's doing a day-long class. I think his is on Monday. You can clarify if I've got that wrong.
Yes.
And anyway, cool. And they're day-long classes, and you can learn more about those at the CF United site. They're separately purchased classes. And so the purpose of this preview session is to give you a taste of what that class is going to be like and to help you decide whether you might want to attend it. It's a 7-hour-long class. So he's not going to be able to cover everything that he's going to cover. It's just a preview. But he, you know, we all understand that people don't want it to just be, quote, a sales pitch. So our goal when offering these previews is to give you a little bit of the content, more importantly, to help you appreciate what more you would learn if you came to the class. Okay, so that's the goal of the presentations. Now, about our speaker, Aouz. He's a senior application developer at TerraTech, again, the company that's hosting the conference, coincidentally. And he's been in the Cold Fusion community for over 10 years. He started doing CGI web apps back in 94. And prior to coming to America to work for TerraTech, he was either the CTO or senior developer of many companies in Turkey and Germany. He also ran the Turkey Cold Fusion user group for 6 years. and some of you may have seen and heard him before because he's spoken at conferences and user groups around the country and around the world. So with that, I'll turn it over to Ahuz. Take it away. And I can go ahead and pronounce your last first and last name for everybody so they know that I'm not getting it wrong.
Yeah, it's Ahuz Demirkapı. G is silent G. This is only in our language in Turkish. So, I mean, it's not important. It's just a name to communicate better way. I mean, if you say any way, it's not a problem for me. So I can start my sharing first. Charlie has already mentioned about me, but yeah, I can also add some points. So I'm working for ColdFusion since 97. It was version 2. And I did before coding for other platforms like IBM mainframes, Rex, Perl, or other languages. But yeah, I decided at the end ColdFusion, and I'm using ColdFusion intensively for lots of projects. I did lots of international projects also in other countries, not only in German or Turkish. I did also in Korean and Arabic. I think this is a good experience also for me. And I think I have enough experience for this area, and I can share this with other community. And a special note, I have also interest for epistemology. Epistemology is the science philosophy. Yeah, maybe check over. So what's coming? I will just give some short preview about class, but I would like to share some tips with you. Yeah, not only the preview, but I will just show these tips also for you. And I will show also some pages that will be some simple information. And yeah, the topic is also interesting. I think this is only the one topic that I have seen for a long time in user groups. Paul Hastings is our evangelist for international applications, but I'm also trying to help him. And do we need multilingualism? Yes, we need, because we have different languages, different platforms, different cultures, time zones. And I mean, we have also different customers all over the world. Yeah, we need really care about them. If we don't care about them, yeah, this will be a problem for our business. So what is I-89? I-89 is a short name of internationalization. So we call in short I-89. This is the approach to create an application which functions in at least two locals. What it means is we have English as a main language, for example, and we provide a platform that's capable to cover also another second language. We call this process as I-89. When we come to localization, this is the next step after I-89. When we have an I-89 application, then we would like to have this application in our own local, in our own language. So we apply some localization for our application. And this is such as a language seeking, and we apply everything that we need. And we have this application also in our language. For example, I'm applying for Far Cry now. Far Cry is a I-89 and application. I'm just making localization for Far Cry into Turkish. We will have also a Far Cry Turkish version. So this we call as localization. What is the globalization? Is generally most of people use globalization instead of internationalization, but I prefer to say I-89, and globalization covers both these two parts. So when we say globalization, this is just general name for whole this process. What is Unicode? Unicode is an international platform that we are using mostly in our I-89 applications. This is a consortium. Yeah, there are lots of countries. They just came together and created a platform to share every language resources, every characters, everything. And we have Unicode platform. This covers approximately every languages now with different characters and everything. Why do we need to use Unicode? Because in ColdFusion, when we use Unicode, we cover every language in one application. When we have an application like Unicode application, we can use same language, Arabic and Turkish or German, in same page without changing any code. This is really great power, and we don't need to care about the platform. We just care about our application. So we had before ColdFusion 5. At that time, we didn't have any Unicode support for direct. Yeah, our webpage. But after having ColdFusion MX, we have really great Unicode support for our application platform. And we have the Unicode as standard for ColdFusion MX. And when we come to the new MX version, ColdFusion 7, I will cover also this later, but we have also some new updated Unicode platform, especially with 7 and up. And here's some notes about my class, but these are just notes that you can find also in website. I want to skip this. But what I would like to focus is, hey, we have this class, and at the end of or half of this class, we'll cover sample applications. We will create some sample applications this class. And this is really good, and I will share also these applications later with the community. Yeah. And yeah, this code isolation is really important. Why we are creating these kind of international applications is creating some platform that's there. We don't have a hard-coded information for specific languages. We have all these language parts isolated, and we would like to keep them isolated. And when we need to update, we can update for any language. And we have some tools to do this. The best known solution is the Java Resource Bundle. Kotlin is now Java-based. We can use JavaWorks tools. I mean, Java Resource Bundle is one of these. But IBM ICU libraries are really great. They are more powerful than Java Resource Bundles. And Paul and I'm just trying to update these libraries also in ColdFusion world. But these are just updated Unicode files, and this covers also some new approaches in the direct Java platform. And it's also working in Java platform, but IBM supports this very well, and we have really great, powerful tool. The GNU GetText is also another solution. This is the free, open source community tool. Maybe you have already used some open source CMS solutions like Drupal or some other open source Typo3. They have all these stuff. This is .po files. If you have some languages, you just create these .po files and you get these information direct from these files. This is similar like Java Resource Bundle, but it's from an open source perspective. I think I will cover also this whole day lesson. And there are also some manual approaches like using a file or using XML or some other platform. But these are not the best cases, but they are still popular. For example, creating a second database field for another language or creating a second XML file for another language. These are the easiest way. This looks like the easiest way, but they are still popular. But I would like to also cover these and pros and cons. Yeah. And of course, as I explained, we will have also some sample applications at this presentation whole day class. And I will especially focus on FizzBox or ModelGlue applications. And I want to also explain how FireCry works for IA18 and applications. And yeah, some other applications. Then after this class, you will get also these sample applications after some time period, I think. Okay, let's give some tips. If you are using ColdFusion, if possible, please try to use the latest version. Now we have ColdFusion 7, and this has also updated Java libraries, updated Unicode resources. And as I explained before, ColdFusion is totally capable, Unicode capable. And as web standards, we are using UTF-8. There are lots of different Unicode standards, but we are mainly using UTF-8. And if you have standard installation, you can try to also update your GVM libraries. This is also helpful. And setting your correct local, if you are using, for example, Turkish or other languages, you can direct your local in Java level, or setting some DSN. I would like to first share here a note on Microsoft SQL Server. If you are using Microsoft SQL Server in a standard approach, we have to use some ANTs before our code fields. But there is a really simple solution for this problem. If you are using, for example, blog CFC and have seen my comments in your blogs, you will see my name is not listed correctly. The easy solution I would like to share here, this is the ColdFusion administrator. If you go to the data sources and Microsoft SQL Server, when you click the advanced settings, then you will see here really simple check, string format, enable high ASCII characters for Unicode. Data sources configured for non-Latin characters. When you enable this and when you use CF query parameters in your queries, then there is no problem anymore. You are safe. Ray Camden has already explained this in Block CFC documentation. If you are using specially for Block CFC, please enable this feature in your DSN settings. This is really, really important to have simple Unicode support. If you don't have these, you will see my name really horrible. And yeah, lots of other names. This is really something easy and important. And if you have also some Access or other solutions, you can use Microsoft Access Unicode support. This is not a best solution for having Unicode, but if you have to use Access, yeah, you can set this. But you have to know also this Microsoft Unicode support driver has a lot of other problems. I never suggest to use this if you are using Microsoft Access and Unicode. And you can just try to convert your database into MySQL or other Microsoft SQL Server and try to use there. In MySQL Server, we don't have any problem. You can use MySQL 4.1 or up without any problem on direct server. That's the next slide. Yeah, the next step is the Unicode capable editor. I know lots of old developers still using some old stuff, but I would like to explain why they are dangerous and why we need to switch our platform. If you are using a Dreamweaver, this is really good because Dreamweaver has direct support for Unicode, and there's also another feature for Unicode files. This is the BOM, byte order mark. This is an extension for Unicode. If you open a Dreamweaver, I'm just opening now for you here my Dreamweaver session. I think you will have, okay. If you go a Dreamweaver and go to preferences, you will see new document. I think it's not clear in your screen, but anyway. And you will see default encoding there. I have here Unicode as default encoding. And I have also button include Unicode signature for BOM. I will explain why this is important later. But if you have already a document and go to modify page properties and check the title encoding, you will see your current encoding. You can include here BOM or disable this BOM byte order mark. But if you have a new file in Direct Cold Fusion platform, please try to use this feature. This is really good in Dreamweaver. You can create a new file with BOM. But if you are using for other platforms, I can show Dreamweaver is good. Eclipse, CF Eclipse is not bad. Eclipse is now a popular platform for us. And the only problem with the Eclipse is when you create a new file, you cannot set this BOM feature. This is the only problem in Eclipse platform. But Eclipse is good. It doesn't make any problem for your code files with byte order mark. But this is really easy in Eclipse. Now I opened an Eclipse, and as you can see here, all these Unicodes are garbage. This is the default installation. What I do is I go to Preferences, and I click the workspace, and I set my encoding as UTF-8. When I click it, hey, we have our Unicode page as normal. As I explained, Eclipse doesn't make any problem for your Unicode files. But when you want to create a new file, I mean, there is no option to set this BOM byte order mark support. And default, there is no way to enable this byte order mark. Why these byte order marks are important, I will explain now. But I would like to mention something. If you are still using HomeSite or Cold Fusion Studio, really, really never use them. I put a Adobe TechNotes link down here. You will see my reporting. I reported to Ben Forta about this problem, but they do really terrible job for your Unicode files. When you save any files with HomeSite or CF Studio and you lose your Unicode characters on this file, this is really, really terrible. I'm still trying to teach my team here. Yeah, I say never, because when we create any application now, I always force to use Unicode. Never use any other encoding. Why you are using another encoding? We have now Unicodes, and I say never, never use them. Anyway, let's go to the next slide. Okay, yeah, here is the auto pick if possible with BOM support and Cold Fusion MX Detect BOM. This is the main part why I prefer byte order mark. Cold Fusion MX has a feature, it automatically detects our byte order mark support in our files. If you have a file which has byte order mark, you don't need to use any extra text such as CF Progressive Directive or others. This is great because you don't need to care about your files if you created byte order mark support. This is something really I like in Cold Fusion, especially in Cold Fusion MX. And Cold Fusion MX templates, if there is no BOM, you need to use these CF Progressive Directive page encoding UTF-8. Now I would like to share some codes with you, make a simple demonstration. Let's open our Dreamweaver. This is a file that I created, and this file has encoding UTF-8, and all characters are already in UTF-8, but we don't have any CF progressive directive. When I go to check this file, hey, all broken, because ColdFusion did not understand this file is a Unicode file. Normally we have a Unicode activated. When I go for another file, for example, test4, this is same file. When I go to page properties, you will see this is also Unicode and without byte order mark. But what we have here is the CF progressive directive, page encoding. You just can see starting point. And when I call the number 4, then you will see correct, because I have this tag. But if you set the byte order mark, number 3, I think, yeah, this is, I think, with the byte order mark, it's already included. And I don't have any special tag here. It's just simple page. I call it, and it's still correct. This is what I mean. Byte order mark is a really easy way to support this Unicode feature. And there were also some old methods. This is the Western encoded, Latin 1 encoded page. And when we didn't have any Unicode support, we had to convert all our characters like this or like these. This was a terrible time, I mean, but with the new technology, now we have our codes. And if we check the same page in test 2, for example, with this encoded, you will still see same page. This is the worst method, but you have to care about all these characters in your code. And this is not the best way to use Unicode. I mean, this is not the real Unicode usage. Okay, what is your... It has a good question. Anyone? Okay, I'm continuing. And yeah, using the other problem, if you think that you can use this CF progressive directive in application CFM file, and you don't need to care other file. No, this is not the way. Because ColdFusion just compiled this file in every file level, and if you want to use CF progressive directive, and you have to put this in every ColdFusion template. This is really a headache. But when you save with byte order mark, there's no problem. No, you can put just starting point. I mean, anywhere in the ColdFusion file. For example, in my file, I have it as 4. I have it direct before my page starts. Then while compiling this page, ColdFusion understand that this page is Unicode. So this is the way to say ColdFusion, hey, compile in Unicode. And yeah, this is not only way using these Unicode applications, ColdFusion or IA18 application. We have lots of different tags which has capable to use Unicode features or encoding features. Some of them is this CF progressive directive or CF content. Wait. And CF file has encoding or CF header, or there are some other tags they are using mainly encoding. And if we have encoding problem, we can just try to use this. I have a sample application here, CF mail, and I set here char set UTF-8. Normally, this is default in ColdFusion. Default is Unicode, and you don't need to mention this. Okay, now there is next level. And I have, these are, I mean, for ColdFusion code tips and for database, I'd like to mention, hey, use a robust database. MySQL Server is good. MySQL Server is good, PostgreSQL Server is good, Oracle is good. But beware that for MySQL Server 4.1 and up has ColdFusion support, Unicode support, and just be careful about that. And use write local in ColdFusion, MySQL Server. If you are setting a MySQL Server, while setting there's a configuration, you can set multi-language bilingual support or... And you need to be careful in MySQL Server in a file that's already has support on direct and server level for Unicode. And beware of field types. If you are using Microsoft SQL Server, there are some different field types like NVarchar and text. Try to use these instead of varchar or text because they have double byte Unicode support. And this is the way of using Unicode in Microsoft SQL Server. And as I explained, if you enable this Unicode support in direct ColdFusion administrator and have also the CF query parameters in your CF queries, then there's no problem for Microsoft SQL Server. And yeah, this is some resources also here. I'd like to share some resources. You can find also these internet, but the main center is we have a great explanations from Paul Hastings or some other guys from Adobe about localization and globalization in Adobe websites. And we have also Paul Hastings' webs. You need to know Paul Hastings. He's our i89 guru, and he's one of the best guy in this area. And we have also advanced ColdFusion MX7 application development book. And if you check this book, you will see this globalization parts from Paul Hastings again. Now, I'd like to answer your questions. Of course, this is just 20 minutes presentation, so I cannot cover everything. But if you have any questions now, I'll try to answer your question. I will put also same presentation to my blog. You can download also from my blog. Yeah. I think Charlie will cover post-presentation topics. No, not exactly. In Eclipse, if you have byte order mark support already in your file, Eclipse just ignores these, doesn't change it. But if you don't have, if you are creating a new file in Eclipse, you cannot set this byte order mark support. I mean, using database is another approach, but I really like to use tools like Resource Bundle or IBM ICU libraries. This is the best way of creating IA18 and applications. But of course, there are some approaches using like multi-database or some prefixes databases for different languages. I will cover also these, but I mean, these are not the best cases for our approach. Yeah, this is a long discussion. Macromedia, Adobe, or I suggest to use byte order mark support, but this is a problem for some developers because they don't have they are using HomeSite or other solutions, or they don't have a IDE platform which has Unicode capable. So it's better to use maybe CF Progressive Directive directly in every template, because some guys may forget and save with another browser editor. But I would suggest to use byte order mark support, and you don't need to care about all these CF Progressive Directive tags or other there are some set encoding or other tags for form processing. But you don't need normally these. And of course, I could not cover.
Thank you, Oz. It looks like the questions did start to
IBM library
peter out there. So he's given. So actually, I didn't notice. Did you give your email address if people have questions they want to follow up with?
In my blog
or is there a mailing list you would recommend they ask on instead?
And you will find also some cool tips about this usage. No, there's no problem. Yeah, you can use both. But honestly, anyway,
very good of you to do that,
Charlie.
And we all say thanks for what you've done in the presentation. So thank you very much, Oz. And we also want to thank Adobe. They're the ones who give us the Acrobat Connect presentation that allows us to show these meetings over the web. And they also provide us the resource for showing the recordings of the
this is my email address
presentation. So the recordings are held at Adobe, and again the URL for the recording will be offered there at either that address just to the message board or on the UGTV site. And those who are members of the meetup will get an email asking them, if you RSVP'd for the meeting, you'll get an email asking you to do an evaluation real quick, you know, one rating or any feedback you might want to share. And we always appreciate that. And then finally, don't forget that the conference is coming up at the end of the month. It's about 2 weeks from yesterday or today. 2 weeks from tomorrow. There you go. And it's at cfunited.com. And then finally, I want to point out that we'll have our next preview session. Remember, this was one that we held a previous week, and it didn't go so well, so we recorded it. We're back on our regular schedule starting Thursday, this coming Thursday, again at 12:30. And it'll be Patrick Quinn previewing his session called Application Server Analytics. So do come check that out. And thank you, Will, for your comment. And for the rest of you folks, we'll say that's it. Until next time, this is Charlie. Thanks, and we'll see you out and about in the CF community.